2 hours passed before the doctors came down. I knew as soon as I saw them come out of the elevator. I knew by the way they walked. I knew by the way they stood murmuring together without looking at me as I waited across the hall. She was only 25.
Every louse the auto gun splatters means more food to attract more lice. They are coming with greater frequency now. Soon I'll have to move the crate to a cleaner area. Try to find somewhere to hide it, where it won't be swept away. There's enough power left in the gun's batteries for it to follow on its impellers. Then one day she rang my doorbell and I could tell at once something had happened. Her pupils were all big and shiny, and the smile she was wearing just shouldn't be allowed out. Way too naughty, too happy, and excited. And as for that magnetic shimmer of hers, which normally only radiated about 10 feet from her body, it was more than any man who couldn't make love to her should have to bear. I gave Jane a look of long suffering and stood still while I was scanned for comlinks, or any of the other equipment Darkhander considered an unfair advantage.
You are clean, Mr. Chell.
My chip card was next, and the monster took it from me between a finger and thumb, like the grab on a cometary mining ship. After a moment he returned it.
Your credit is good, Mr. Chell.